looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
Right now, we're going to give you a chance to identify a song. It's time for our mystery melody. See if you can identify this week's song. Although it is believed to date back to the 1700s as a sea shanty, this song was first written down by Wallace Willis of the Choctaw Nation sometime before 1862. It was first recorded in 1909 by the Fisk Jubilee Singers and includes these lines interspersed in its chorus. If you get there before I do, tell all my friends I'm coming too. Let's say hello to Mary Jo in Westwood. Hello, Mary Jo.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Okay.
Did you know this right away?
It took me a few minutes. It was so familiar. But when you said that it was a song you would hear in church and a call and response, then it came to me.
What a great song, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And what's it called?
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Absolutely. Coming for to carry me home.
Mm-hmm.
Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Coming for to carry me home. And Joe in Manchester is here. And Joe, I'm really glad you're tuned in. And earlier this morning, we were talking about the song Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And Joe has some information about the song. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joy. Okay, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm very filling them up this time of morning, but... So I just now tuned you in. So I've been trying to find out a telephone number to call you, and which came up on the screen. And I see Gus the Ice Ball Man on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I'm calling about the song Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Yes, sir.
I just want to add to what you've already said that this was used during slave time in the United States when one of the slave rescuer persons who came to the South to help escaping slaves to travel to the North.
It was an Underground Railroad song, wasn't it?
Well, just let me say, yeah.
No, please.
Something like that, but I mean, I'm just going to add this right quick because I know other people are trying to get to you.
Oh, no, sir, please.
What was it? When the slaves on the plantation saw Harriet Tubman or whoever was coming to transport the escaping slaves to the North, as soon as someone saw her, now she couldn't be seen by the slave master and those people, but as soon as someone saw her in the woods or somewhere, they immediately started singing, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home. Okay, this was the signal to the slaves who had been assigned to escape. Immediately, everybody's ears picked up when they heard it, and they started singing. Now, the slave master, he just said, oh, they're just some happy blacks singing. He did not have an idea that this was the cue for all the slaves who were going to leave that night and their loved ones to say your goodbyes and all this. So basically, that's what I have to say about the song. It was something that hid the meaning of what was going on that the slave master didn't realize what was going on. You understand?
Yes.
It's more or less double talking.
I'm so glad you called.
And you will find out that this is active in the conversations and the language of the so-called blacks, Afro-American, colored Negroes, whatever we are. Anyway, you will find out that these forms of conversation are used today. For instance, one example I'll give you and then I'm through with you is that if I say, man, that was bad. Well, bad is supposed to be a negative type word, right?
Uh-huh.
But the way we say it, with the emphasis on, man, that cat played, man, he was bad.
Yeah.
So that bad actually means exceptionally good and great. So this is a double talk that is used today. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I sure do.
It's been carried over, Now, when do you produce this show? Are you at the Children's Museum?
We're live here right now, sir.
Right, every day? Every Saturday?
Saturday mornings from 6 to noon.
Oh, okay.
Live right here.
And okay, well, that's interesting to know. Well, maybe I'll get on the bike and bike up there because I'm right down the street there in Manchester.
We'd love to see you. And, you know, I spend a lot of time in Manchester at Manchester Academic Charter School.
Right.
With Graham and Rev Robinson. And I'm so pleased that you called this morning to talk about the song. And I hope you'll tune in every Saturday. You really added a lot to the show today, Joe.
Well, that's just a little something. I was, you know, it's not mentioned. But I mean, I was surprised because you did mention something about the Fisk University singers and things like that. You know, very, very good. And I'm basically a jazz musician myself, but I just heard this last song you played sound like what we call mountain music.
Mm-hmm.
The Wabash Express or something?
Yeah, the Wabash Cannonball.
Yeah, but you see, all rhythms have some type of pulsating rhythm to it. And if you like this type of music, it is worthy of you to enjoy the feeling of the music. So as I said, I'm a jazz musician, but the way they sang it and the banjo or something, the way they played, it had a nice little beat to it, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, we mix a lot of different kinds of music here, including jazz and folk. And a lot of people, you know, say that, oh, people just need to hear one specific narrow type of music, and we kind of think that most folks can actually enjoy lots of different kinds of music and mix it up a little bit. And the next song coming up in a few minutes, I just picked out a song that I think will knock your socks off if you like jazz. It's do you know the group Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross?
Absolutely.
At all? Yeah, you just inspired me.
What are you going to play, Sing a Song of Basie?
Well, if you'd like. I was going to play Summertime, but if you want to Sing a Song of Basie.
No, I mean, I'm just using that. You know, Don't let me interrupt your program.
No, that's the way we are. I don't think I see Sing a Song of Basie. I'm looking for it. But Summertime I've got, and that's what we'll open up the hour with.
Well, just let me give you some information if you don't know. See, this type of singing, it's usually done by singing an already recorded jazz song that was performed by somebody.
You bet. And
you know all that?
Well, and I'm sure you know that there's a little touch of Pittsburgh in that because of Eddie Jefferson, right?
Eddie Jefferson was the greatest of these type of singers.
You and I need to get together because he's one of my heroes.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Eddie Jefferson.
Yeah.
Joe, I'm glad you found us.
Well, I'll find you. Like I said, I'll come by. I don't know if I can do it this morning. But, I mean, if it's okay, you got me back on the air again.
Yeah, you bet. We open now. The building opens at 10. We're here until noon. We start at 6 a.m. The building opens at 10.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to, you know, caution you if you come by. The museum opens up officially at 10, but we'd love to see you sometime.
All right, well, I'll come up sometime. So nice talking with you, Larry, and all the best.
Thanks, Joe. You know that I've got a home.